Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are Aesop Science here to make things make sense.
Today we are having a bit of a catch-up. We've been filming a show that we're going to be talking about in the tail end. We're going to be talking about celebrity, like what we've learned about a production, living on a production, what we've learned about farming, and also a little bit of updates about the pandemic. But first, what did we learn this week? This week, we learned about cattails and jewel weed.
Okay. What accent is that?
I have no idea. The south of Georgia, a Georgia peach?
I don't know anything about that accent, so I can't help you.
Oh my God, Mitch, you were there too. So we foraged for food, essentially, like in the woods of Ontario with someone, which is a very important thing to do, with someone who actually has knowledge.
Yes, it was cool. It was like really interesting to realize everything around us is not all edible, but just like realizing how many things surrounding you are.
Yeah, like everything is not. Like we'd pass things, he'd be like, don't eat that, you'll die. Yeah. Your liver will fail.
And even beyond that, just things that are like, that just wouldn't taste good or your body wouldn't like it. It's just woody.
But there are cattails. These things I've seen my whole life. I've always seen them like in like marshes and stuff. And it's just so cool to know that if you pull those out and you can kind of tell it's like the medium-sized ones that pop right out and they don't even take with them like their roots or grossness. It's like a perfect like big like green onion bottom. You cut it, peel it, and you can fry it. And I was like, that is really cool because I feel like people know what cattails are.
Mm-hmm. They're well, like, they look like hot dogs. Like,
yeah.
Ew, I said hot dog like you.
Hot dog.
Oh my God, what have you done to me? Hot dog. Hot dog. You know, they look like pogos. That's what they look like, which is, you know, a key to my heart, actually. Yeah, I haven't had a pogo in, I guess, a really long time. Not only because I'm a vegetarian, but I guess because I'm an adult. But actually, no, I love pogos, and I wish there was a... There probably is a vegetarian version, don't you think?
No way.
Battered, fake, beyond meat or something.
There's for sure a vegetarian version. There's probably a $15 one that you can buy in Los Angeles itself or something like that. It's probably made of what?
Soy. Yeah. Or just whatever all those things are made of.
What are they called again? Corn dog?
Corn dog.
Yeah, but what are you Why the ones you were what were the ones that you were raised
pogos.
On? Pogos. Pogos. Okay. The weird thing about pogos is, you know that horrible feeling when you bite into the woody part of a popsicle?
Yes.
The stick?
Yes.
That's the worst feeling with a popsicle. It is so absurd and bad when you're doing that with like disgusting meat on a fried thing that is a pogo.
Okay, I have to tell you something. I kind of like it.
Oh my God, that's insane. It's like wait, really?
Okay. Both so on a popsicle weird. And a pogo. Not when I just like accidentally bite it, but at the end I chew on that stick like and I absolutely mutilate it. Do oh you not God. Do that to your popsicle sticks?
I do, because I feel like it's taking me back to when we used to brush our teeth by actually using sticks. And I'm just like, I'm just cleaning my teeth.
When we used to?
You know,
humans? Oh, okay. Don't you do that? Like when you finish a popsicle, do you chew on the stick?
I mow on that stick hard, especially if I'm nervous. And if like I'm walking with friends, I'll mow because I'm not thinking about it. But if I'm home having a popsicle for thine self in the evening just to relax and I'm fully conscious, you know what I mean? Not talking to people, I will throw it out. But okay. I will munch that if I'm like have a popsicle that I got from a convenience store on a walk.
Because you're like walking with it.
Yeah.
And it's just in your hand. I think even if I'm at home, I will like chew on it and like kind of like slowly make it smaller and smaller and smaller. It's like until it's a little ball.
Until you've eaten it.
No, I kind of like bend it on itself and then chew it more and then bend it on itself and chew it more. Is that weird?
No, I don't think so. I think that's actually very.
Is that an iron deficiency? You know when people are like, people who chew ice have iron deficiencies. I think that actually is true.
No, that is like honestly that could be. You're like, I'm a vegetarian just gnawing on like
but
wood.
But back to cattails. They look like pogos.
Look like pogos. They're great. Another one's called jewelweed, and I don't think anyone can go without like someone again who has knowledge to show them. But it's cool because you can dip it into water and it beads right off like a jewel, which is the name. Mm-hmm. So you can differentiate it because it kind of looks like a normal plant from others by dipping it in water and seeing it like none of the water sticks, and it was delicious. Like it was so good. It was like a delicious lettuce, and it's everywhere.
Near us, you mean?
What do you mean?
Or is it everywhere in the world for everyone?
You mean, yeah, that's so everywhere in Southern Ontario. Well, true. You check your local listings for the type of foliage you're gonna need to survive in the apocalypse.
It's really
not in Arizona.
It's and not in the desert. We have been watching, you know, the TikToker
Black Forager
so who's amazing. Good. And we were listening to an interview with her, and she was just kind of talking about how much you can forage in different parts times of the year. So how the fall she can get like most of her food from foraging, but obviously spring and summer it's like actually not that much.
Because in the fall there's nuts and like apples, she was saying, like density of calories.
Right.
So interesting. Anyway.
And like squashes and stuff. Oh, wait. Do those grow wild?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, I'm sure they're like a lot smaller and they're not like as like genetically modified from like bananas, but yeah. Okay. Also, just like we should move on, but it just feels like this is all like us preparing for the apocalypse.
What do you mean?
Like climate change is getting so bad that I am just like, well, it's just good to know
it's
what kind of weed
to have.
I can eat.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Okay. What'd you learn?
I have not prepared for this. I'm trying to think of something I learned. No, something comforting someone said to me the other day. So it's not really a learning, but it was like, you know, it made me feel good. I was talking about how bad I am at, not like craftsmanship, but handiness.
Yeah.
I think during what we've been doing lately, we've been having to like, you know, use tools and stuff. And I know I'm like uncomfortable with even in our house doing that. And then somebody said to me, well, how old are you? And I said, 33. Okay, bleep that out. Thank you. And he was like, oh, like this is a person who's like renovated their own home, like runs a farm, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, oh, that's like around when I started learning how to like use tools. Like,
oh my God, that's so.
Yeah, it made me feel so good. He was so encouraging. He was just like, yeah, like this is the age that you start to pick those things. Like, obviously many people I know have had these skills forever, but to see someone who I pictured as somebody who like literally built his house and is working on a farm, running a farm, and was just like, oh yeah, in my early 30s is when I started learning how to use a hammer.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
I can learn.
That is so comforting. And that is so something that early 30s people do. Like, I hang on to that shit everywhere I go. Someone being like, oh, I learned that at 40. I'm like, you learned something new at 40? Oh, thank God.
I know. When
it's
I
such
hear
an interesting time where you're just like, striving for like purpose.
And just also looking, being when someone's like, 60 is the new 30. You're like, is it? Thank God.
Like, that means I'm like 16 years old. Holy shit. Let's go party.
And you're like, okay, good, because the pandemic has stolen my 30s, so I can't wait to get to 60.
I know, it is kind of nice. No one's ever been like, I loved my early 30s. I'm like, I'm glad that's what was stolen, the pandemic.
That's true.
Doesn't no offense, and sorry to all teenagers.
Okay. No, I mean, like, being a teenager is fun.
Exactly. So, I mean, I feel bad that they were a teenager in a pandemic. I feel
really
bad.
Like, I see.
I'm like, sorry. Like, I actually feel bad. Sorry to my teenage listeners. Like, that sucks, objectively.
But, you know, these things give us perspective and just give us, like, a chance to look at life in a different way. And hopefully it will be defining in also good ways for people who were teenagers or in ages we wouldn't otherwise want to be in a pandemic.
Okay, let's get into what we're going to talk about today, which is going to be wild.
Because we're kind of like off the cuff, am I going to a break right now?
Oh, yeah. No, you have to, because that's what the
okay, yeah, for. Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to have a great conversation and a little catch up.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like us, and you maybe are the friend that's constantly talking about the success that you're feeling through therapy, maybe you're hearing your friends talk about how they're loving therapy, maybe you're confused. How do I start? How do I find a therapist? What do I do? That's why we are here to talk about BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide. Not only can you schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you don't really want to have to put on the makeup for the fair, although maybe you should check yourself if you're putting on makeup for your therapist. I think I have put makeup on for my therapy before, so never mind. You skip the long commutes. There's no waiting room energy. There's no, you know, that awkward 10 minutes early, what I do, just sit on my phone, waste time energy, because you're doing it at home from your computer, for example. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and get timely and thoughtful responses. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, so you'll always get a great therapeutic match, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. It's more affordable. And there's financial aid available. Okay, ding, ding, check, check. Just head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month. This also helps our show if you do this. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionales. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month.
Okay.
We've got a special episode.
We did not have an intro because we were like, this is essentially going to be an intro, which is essentially that we're so busy and so tired.
It's a catch-up episode. It's a chit-chat. It's a kiki. That's
what
the gay people say.
You're so trying to tell it. It's so funny. I'm like, we are exhausted.
Well, I also was, we pre-recorded like maybe 6 of the last episodes, which has never happened before, but because we have actually been filming a show away from here, and so we had
away
to
from
away from our home, but not that far, and so we just had to prep everything, and so we actually haven't recorded a podcast in a long time. I am noticing I've lost the skill, or just,
I'm like, what did our even podcast most recent ones, like, what did we say?
What did we talk about? Because it was from a long time ago that we actually recorded
I was probably talking about spring blooms that are long dead by now. You know what I mean? Like, I was probably like, oh, well, I saw the most gorgeous showy forsythia. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense because that bloomed 2 months ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. No, I think we knew we were pre-recording, so we tried not to do anything too topical. This will probably actually come up pretty soon because out of episodes, and we're like, oh,
imagine it was like, the most newest episode was me being like, did you see the new Lil Nas X video Montero where he like strip clubs down on the devil? Everyone's like, we're on to the next one. Yeah, the prison one.
No, there's no way we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. Right Let us know, listeners.
Someone will let us know for sure.
Okay, so we've been living on a farm.
Yeah, so, okay, we have to, like, toe the line of not saying too much, but I hate when people just, like, one thing I'll bring up that's random is I really hate when people tease things too much and they're like, I have exciting news, yeah, like something big is coming. It's always like very narcissistic, and it's like, I'm selling a product to make money. And you're like, oh, okay, that's like not that interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone's so always true. Or like, I made this amazing thing that you're just like, that. Okay, wait.
They're like, my new thing is that you can pay $10 a week to watch me live stream on Discord.
Exactly. And you're like, oh, that's not that exciting for me. But
I should just get a library subscription.
So all I'm saying is I do want to talk about this. I don't want, like, I'm excited to tease it. We are filming a show. It's exciting. I don't know what things we can and cannot say.
We legally can't talk about the fact.
Like, the premise.
Imagine I spent,
we're all just
I can't even, or I can't even, no, it's like, I can't even say that. Oh, I can't even say that. Oh, No, we are filming a show on a farm. We just talk about our experience of living on a farm.
Yes, and I think also it's just our experience filming a show, because that's not going to be in the show. That's, you know, so we can talk about the behind the scenes. But ultimately, we've just like spent the last 5-6 weeks doing that every day, which has, you know, even all of our ASAP Science videos were pre-prepped, all of our podcasts were pre-prepped, so that we could like have this chunk of time to just focus. And part of me, I'm curious what you think, Greg, but part of me thought, you know, we'll still have our evenings and weekends. Like, well, I thought we'd have so much time to be keeping up with our TikToks and our podcasts and all that. And I'm like, we realized we do not have any time. I remember once speaking to a friend who was filming a show, and she was just like, yeah, it's crazy. It's literally like 12 to 15 hour days. You go to bed, you wake up, you come back and you film. It and I didn't really believe it.
Like, I love how that's like, Greg, the first thing I say is, it has to be illegal. It's like, probably the one thing I legally shouldn't say is that there's legally things I can't say, and now I'm just calling it illegal. Maybe that's the wrong thing. But it's just it's interesting that people that work in the entertainment industry just accept like pretty insane hours. And I obviously guess in my head that a lot of them are freelance. So it's like, then you have months that are so off. And it's just a lifestyle that a lot of people maybe aren't as used to, but people in the entertainment industry are. But yes. I am like, they're so committed and they're so amazing and they're so there. They never complain. We're just like, and they're all just helping us make something we're interested in. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow, this is kind of intense, but also like, I don't know.
My guess is that it's sort of like natural selection. Because if you don't want that many hours, and if you can't, if you complain too much, you probably don't make it in that industry. Right. So at the end of the day, you're left with people who are happy to be working long hours, like enjoy the projects that they're working on, and are not like have high tolerance for shooting all day and carrying cameras all day and waiting and hurrying up and waiting and hurrying up and all that kind of stuff. Because if you hated it, you just couldn't do it.
One of the most like interesting things for me is just like, you realize that when people in large groups are trying to make, just like, it sounds so lame, but like the word that comes to content. Like, I'm thinking of like, that's so sad that someone like at Cannes, like in a French film festival, would be like, I'd be like, oh, that's content. They'd be like, it's a film.
It's art.
Do you know what I mean? Like, anything that requires a high quality screen, written, like whatever. There's a bunch of people coming together to make things on a screen as entertainment. Yeah. Entertainment. It's just like wild to me, because I think we look in the society towards those people, especially celebrities, at such a like glorified height and assume their lives are glamorous. But when you get on a set and you realize what they're actually doing for a living, you're like, this is so weird.
I have to be honest. Like, I've lost so much respect for every famous actor.
Yeah, I'm like,
not like respect.
No, what is it? No, it's, I think just that they like love to act.
It takes like the glamour out of it, and you question like, oh, why do we put these people on pedestal? They're just doing a job
and know what they're doing. The weirdest freaking job. It's like, okay, so I'm gonna like get me my lines, okay, I'm gonna like memorize a script and like become a person, and it's gonna cost so much money, we're gonna be like spending so much on generators and lights and like using so much fuel so you can hopefully tell a story where you're like, well, why did her daughter do that to her? You know what I mean? And then it's like, I'd say like 60-70% of those stories like don't help the world. They're objectively frivolous. Like, sometimes they're damaging. In fact, the entertainment industry is like fucking so problematic, and so many people are hurt by it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, I just don't know what, I don't know why I just like have always thought actors were like superhumans.
I now think like, it's, they have the I mean, weirdest job and they're weirdos. They tend to be people who are very personable, not always, but a lot of them have skills to be like communicative. They're obviously beautiful. They're naturally selected for that. And then they're famous and they're rich. It's just things that people look up to. But, and not that we're like acting per se, because it's obviously like a science show.
If anyone, we can tell you that much. We're not like, so that Mitchell. Yeah. It's like, I'm not like recreating like storming a Bastille or something.
Exactly.
Like,
but Christian, there's still an element of realizing how that stuff happens. Like, well, we're filming, things are out of order sometimes. We're filming scene 17 before we film scene 4. And it's like, you realize how an actor has to like get through all that. And when you think about a scripted actor who's playing a character having to wrap their heads around that, it is like, It's interesting. But it's also just a job at a certain point.
Yeah, it's just a job. And it's a freaking weird job. Like, it's a weird job. It's so interesting. But also, we learned a lot, I think, from talking to the crew. Like, obviously, like, our show and our experience is so different than everyone. Is when you get to have these people who work in this industry and get to pick their brains. It's so interesting to learn about other sets, to learn about this, like, industry that I obviously and a lot of people are interested in, to get like some insider scoop. It really does make you realize it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of grinding. It's really not that glamorous. And I bet every celebrity also goes to bed at night and is like, it is so weird that people look up to me. Like, it's weird.
Just like, because even, and maybe I'd feel the same way if I was in the music industry and stuff too, but part of me is like, but when you're a musician, you're actively live performing. And to me, that makes sense. That people kind of like glamorize and fall in love with you. And that you, if you're Lady Gaga, you're probably like, I understand why people love me.
But when you're just like, okay, Kate Winslet, Mayor of Easttown, like being in Pittsburgh, having on your boots and have like a camera in your face. And then they're like, hey, we're going to do it one more time from a different angle.
And then she like can't walk down the street.
Yeah.
It just feels like there's a difference between that and music. We should actually, it makes me think of the TV show you were just watching, Call My Agent, which is so good. We just finished. It's a French show.
We watch a French show. Sorry, subtitles. No, we have a croissant.
Do you think you could watch that show dubbed? Is there a dubbed on
Don't
Netflix?
Watch it dubbed. I'm always no dub.
But is there a dub on Netflix for that?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm so curious what that would sound and feel like.
Hervé.
No, but they wouldn't have
like,
French
would
accent.
Harvey.
Like, Sarah.
Yeah. Harvey.
Matthias. That's accurate.
Matthias. Matthias.
It's a really good show. And it is about agents in the industry in France, just like managing their clients. But it's a really, really funny show. It's a really, really, I don't know. It's just like one of those shows where you just like love the people. And
Are you just bringing it up because it related to what we're talking about?
Yeah, because it kind of gives you that inside glimpse into realizing oftentimes the actors are portrayed as just like big children.
Babies. That's kind of the point, is it's like they're always having to be babies.
Like taking care of these actors who make so much money, and then they're just having to like deal with so much more work and stress.
So we've learned about that. We've also just been like, honestly, living on a farm, which I never thought that I would ever say I was doing in my life. And it's so interesting to me that this is just so ignorant. I've learned the term city idiot. I'm a city idiot. I grew up in Toronto. I'm a city idiot.
Isn't the term city idiot?
Yeah, but I think that you have to, like, the first time it was told to me that I was called a city idiot, I was like, oh, that's a weird like farming term I've never heard. But then it's like they were like city idiot, and that's the only way I was able to get it.
Right. You have to tell people, but then the actual term is city idiot.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying city idiot into people's brains and you know, and the people on the farm call us idiot. But I
and you take it as a term of endearment.
It made me feel better about the fact that I was like, I had no idea this existed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. Not that far from Toronto was the most gorgeous farmland that was producing these specific foods that so many people are actually buying from the community, living off of a bunch of different farms, eating food in like a very like conscious way. People live there, and I think that's like something that they focus on, and I'm just so ignorant to that. I literally was idiot about that.
Does it make you think that maybe this, or just like wonder about how many other communities and places there are, like not related to farming, but so many things that we're probably just unaware of, in the same way that so many people are unaware of YouTube is like its own
subculture.
So, okay,
the reason it's so surprising to me is how geographically close it is to where I grew up and to the life that I currently live. That's, I think, you're right. Like, the whole world. Oh, my God. Imagine. I was like, so I went to Bangladesh.
I don't mean the whole world.
It was different. It was just like, I had no idea
that people
that they
could
were making all the captures.
And I went to England and they drove on the other side of the road.
Yeah. No, I guess, like, what I'm feeling most, like, deeply insecure and ignorant about is how it is so close to my house. And then that, like, I had no idea this was even an option for me, because it clearly is. Like, we could move. I mean, know what's interesting? Winter.
What?
Like, what's it like to be like trying to live that life? Farm like, we're in this lush summer of like all these things growing and watching.
And
people.
It's actually been a weirdly easy bug summer, at least there.
Like, did they say that, or is that just we think that?
I just meant I was expecting, because it is not only a farm, but there is like a huge forest area that we're living upon and working in.
That we're living upon.
On the edge of.
And working upon.
And I just was expecting to be suffering a lot more because I notoriously get so many mosquito bites even when you're not. But I honestly, it hasn't been that bad.
Okay, so you want to know what it is in my theoretical hypothesis is there's not a body of water close. It's really bad, and we get mosquitoes when we go camping when there's all those still water, right, those ponds. Like, all that is near where we are, pretty far actually, is a pretty intense flowing stream.
Right.
So that to me is the reason why.
But even still, when we went there, there was no bugs.
Like not exactly. That's not still water.
Oh, it's not still. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah, and that's how mosquitoes. That's how they reproduce. So I think that we're lucky in that sense. It's pretty dry, and it's a farm, you know what I mean? But there has been a lot of rain, and there still has been mosquitoes. It's just not nearly as bad, you're right, as I thought. And some of the like black flies and deer flies, when they got on me, I'm like, man, like it's probably climate change and all these heat waves and weird things, because like that did not grow properly and it cannot pierce my skin.
Yeah, have you actually, noticed one, that? One I'm
like,
me
these
the
are
day.
Like weak, like
one
climate change
me, though.
Bugs.
I screamed.
No, I'm not saying, okay, I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying, I also think something's happened, like,
right,
where, like they didn't develop properly, probably climate change.
Yeah. That's true, because there was a point where earlier in the season, then there was a frost or something. I think that a lot of them died and they had to start over. And
they're like, but okay, you got bit by one. I didn't.
I've been bit by a couple of those flies. They're so annoying. They just follow you everywhere. And then I have to run inside.
Where, like, so you, no, it was, oh, can't say names. It was someone else who got a wasp sting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but I got one between my fingers once.
That's how you did
it.
It was a bee.
It was a bee, not a wasp.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't one of them. There are giant wasps this summer.
So you've gotten a bee sting, and then what? The other
just
thing
like,
was from deer flies?
Yeah,
flies?
And mosquito bites, but nothing crazy. I'm a tough boy now. I'm a farm boy. I can
oh
handle
my God,
it.
It screams like every.
Oh, I've been having
like
the worst night terrors of my life.
It's like, and it's so scary for me because it's night terrors. Like, crack,
oh, it's scary for you.
Someone. Okay, Mitch, you're literally asleep and you're like, someone's here. And I'm like, what? And you're like, someone's here. They're coming for us. And I'm like, fuck, are you serious? And then you're like, what? And I'm like, what? And there's, and I'm like up with like a flashlight and like a fucking like.
He's
like 2x4. Like, I guess I have to kill
I'm
someone.
I'm not asleep. I'm awake, but still dreaming. It's terrifying for me because I actually see these things. So, okay.
But I kind of have to live it too because we're living in a little cabin
on the edge of the forest. And I don't know why. So many times I've woken up and had the most terrifying thoughts. Not thoughts, like it's dark enough that you can't see, but one time I thought the floor had collapsed and we were like half in the ground, like the floor of our cabin had like, and I felt my arm out and felt like grass, like we were under the ground. And I was like, Greg, we're in the ground.
So you must have it is kind of scary what we're doing. Like you must have like some low level, it is scary. Like, is that why you think it's happening there? And then you come home and it doesn't happen.
But it's possible that it's happening more frequent because
it
it's
is,
kind of.
It is.
But I don't know. I've never put that together before.
Yeah,
I've definitely had lots of night terrors in lots of different
but like,
situations
it's
and
like
at home.
Here. Like, I'm also there being like, you had another night terror. Like, that was horrifying. Like, what is that? Like, it's really intense.
Well, there's also been really annoying things. Like, the fire alarm went off at 3 a.m. the other night, which, like, I woke up screaming, literally, fire!
Yeah, Mitch was like, crack, there's a fire. Like, it's just the same. I'm like, there's a fire. You're like, there's a fire right now. I'm like, I literally was like, do I get on the ground and crawl?
I
did
not articulate that. I
you
just,
did.
Okay,
you
no,
were
no,
like,
no.
Look. And I was like, I
no, stop it. You're exaggerating because
I'm not.
You were asleep. What happened was the fire alarm in this little cabin decided to go off randomly because it's probably so
it's
humid.
It's a smoke detector. Not fire alarm, sorry.
What's right? the difference?
I feel like a fire alarm to me is something that
you can't be serious.
Pulls. Oh my God.
You think a fire alarm is something you pull?
Yeah, like in a school.
Oh.
And a smoke detector is what it was.
Oh my God. I always call them fire alarms.
I know. I don't know. I might be wrong, but in
like
my head.
Like that thing on our roof over there.
Is a smoke
detector. If I said fire alarm, you'd be like, that's wrong.
No, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying when you said fire alarm in our bunkie and I was picturing like us on a podcast talking to people
my God.
Listening. I'm like,
Googling
oh,
fire alarm and seeing what image shows up.
No, you're like,
fire
I guess
alarm.
I would never not think, I would know what you were talking about, but.
Images. Oh my God, it's the thing you're talking, well, it's a
Are
mix.
Are you serious?
Well, it's a mix. It's sometimes the thing that goes on the roof, but then some of them
okay, but
is
now look
showing.
Up smoke detector.
smoke
and
detector.
And you'll get imagine you looked up smoke detector and you got like the thing in the school and be like, password.
I feel like those have a different name as well, but maybe they just are fire alarms. Yeah, smoke detector is this. Okay, so there's a smoke detector, which to me turns into a fire alarm once smoke goes into it.
It does, because this one actually went fire.
Okay, that's fire. What I was going to say. So I woke up to
freaking scary.
And it's the kind that talks to you, and it said fire, and so I was so disoriented, but then I heard the word fire, so I yelled, like, there's a fire, like.
And I woke up to that, and then hearing you, and hearing fire, and then I also, I was like, I should crawl.
No, you did not.
I literally was like, I need to crawl.
You're lying.
I'm not kidding. That's how my visceral reaction, like, it was like you screaming fire. I knew I was in a bunker, like, I knew where I was, which was on this show, like, in a really...
It's like you're trained in the Marines, like, your body just, like, goes and
No, I didn't do it, because I stood up, and I was like, okay, I smell nothing, and, like, there's definitely not a fire. But I, like, I'm just saying, like, when I was crawling out of bed, it was like, get on the ground. Like, it was a crawl in my head. I was like that scared. I'm not kidding. I was so scared.
Okay, well, it's also happened more than once, because not the fire or not the smoke detector going off, but because our cabin doesn't have true power, we're like plugged into a battery.
Yeah, so many batteries.
Which also, I guess at a certain point, sometimes maybe when it's running out, decides to go like, and so I've woken up to that screaming as well, being like, what the fuck is that? Like, so scared.
No,
that
one got me too. I was like, well, we're about to explode.
After having nights in a row of like pure, the quietest nights too.
And the show we're making is all learning about, it's like, has to do with climate change. And so I remember that happened like a week. We were learning about like electricity and power and and I just was like, oh, like this electricity battery is going to explode. Like when I was listening to it, I was like, and then it's like, I've actually just kind of learned how that could be so dangerous. This week. No, what's crazy is like, I think I finally understand electricity.
Me too. And like, how do we, because we got to save it for the show. Because,
no,
like,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, we learned about electricity. Honestly, it's made me realize, because we have a couple of things we're doing in the show that are related to like electrical, whatever. Experiments, inventions, and I agree. I'm like, I definitely skipped all this when I was like in grade 9, 10, when you have
me
to learn
too.
It.
I went biochemistry hard.
Yeah, and even in university, I probably was just like, well, I'm just gonna fail that unit, but I'll like
and
do
I'm
really
obsessed
well the rest.
With. I'm like, oh, give me every physics book. Like, that's how I love reading physics. I love reading about the laws of nature and the universe. And then it's like, but as soon as you get into electricity, I'm like, oh, I'm shutting that book.
Because it makes
sense. No. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to learn about electricity. I'm like, give me any other type of like physics. Like, electricity essentially is physics. Like, and when you learn about how its relationship to electrons, I'm like, okay, this is like that.
You get the connection to the almost not biology, but electrons, like, we can relate to because your body.
Yes, true. That is actually
excitable electrons in like our membranes and stuff. You know what I mean?
And like our body's actually controlled by a form of electricity. It's just
and
it's
our
just,
neurons
it's
are
just
like
sodium instead of electrons. But it's like it is. Sorry, you're right. The electrons is what got me into it. But the electrons is also the what makes me realize it's physics. Like the way that it's all like explained and understood. I'm like, this is physics, but it's the type of physics that I avoided my whole education. I loved physics. And like it,
you loved physics
theoretically.
I see.
Do you know
like
what I mean?
Things
like
it could be attached to.
But then even like all my physics classes, I was like, this is, like they would always have to do with electricity, and I'd be like, this is so hard. It's so hard.
It is.
And I think I understood it from an equation standpoint. Like I could go into physics exams and do well, but only this week did I finally understand what electricity was.
Because
you
think
could,
so too,
you could,
and
like,
I
fix it with math.
But
and
even
just do it.
Then, even now that I. feel like I have a decent, like a much better understanding and grasp of electricity, I still am dumbfounded to be like, how did anyone figure
anyone
this out?
And it's like, you, like, I look at everything around me now and I'm like, that is being run by a bunch of electrons being pushed through copper
like, back and forth.
It's like, you better enjoy that movie you watch, because you know how many freaking electrons are like hitting one light at a specific time from a program from the movie
a
theater
TV
that the
screen?
Person like to make your eyes see the show?
It's like,
it's crazy.
And I guess everything is iterative, so it probably started simply and then people slowly expanded on concepts over and over. But,
but to get electricity in the right year of 2021, there's a lot of things that have happened that I'm like, wow, this stuff's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so sorry to anyone who before this thought ASAP science knew electricity was because we did it. And we've definitely
full biology.
We've definitely probably made videos where we've talked about it and you're probably watching me like, wow, they skipped over that part of it real quick.
Yeah. Well, I noticed even like doing research for what we're doing, I would watch videos to explain certain elements of electricity, and a lot of times people glaze over it.
You barely get, unless
you're watching like an electrician. Like, I feel like I would be trying to, even as it relates to like the internet and stuff, I was like trying to really understand it deeply.
But they even do it too. Like, really every video I'd find. Electrical engineer.
Because
YouTube.
I think it's like, once you choose to go one level deeper, it opens up such a can of worms of then you have to explain this and then this and then this and then this.
That's when people stay on the surface
because it's like, it's just, even if you do understand it, it opens up too many things you have to
explain. Okay, you know what? Part of this show is
I'm becoming an electrician.
No, it is really cool. Part of this show is us really having experience things we've never done before. For example, electrician work. And it is actually so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nice that we have people there guiding us. But it is like, when I do it, I'm like, I have never felt so alive electricity. And like, it is very fascinating. And I'm so, so happy. That's like one of my favorite parts about the show is just getting to learn this stuff. But finally learning electricity is so interesting. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, fundamentally, our entire like climate crisis all comes down to electricity.
I know.
Right? Like,
I know.
Even everything to do with humans is like our need for electricity.
And you'll be able to get the show, because it will be so much more visual, will be able to explain electricity to you well. I could try and say it now, but I would almost be like, it's hard. Like, I've designed the way I'm going to try and explain it in the show, and I'm like, everything has to be drawn because it's so specific. But it's like, when you're like thinking about these specific moments where I really try and think I get it, every single time I ask someone or even look at the smarts, they glance over this one thing I want to know. And then I was watching an Electro Boom, like, you know, that like famous YouTuber electrician from Toronto or whatever, video. And I was getting like closer and closer to this specific moment. It's like called a Peltier module. I'll be explained in the show. About why the heat goes to one side, not the other.
Yeah.
Like, I got every single aspect of it. I got like how they were like semiconductors, like all these things. I'm like, but why is the heat? And then he, in his video, I watched, he just goes, and you know what? There's heat to one side. It has to do with the electrons going in one way. I think that's, or he's like, someone told me once it has to do with the electrons going in one way. That's something I don't understand. That's quantum physics. Someone smarter has to tell you.
quantum physics?
Or he was like, that's quantum level. He's at quantum level. Someone else has to tell you. And he laughed. And I was like, "That." He like literally looked at me in the eye, the thing I wanted. And then that sentence was what I also thought. Mm-hmm. So then in our video, that's the deepest I got. I say that.
Well, that's fair, because you probably do have to be like an expert in that field to understand it.
But now I'm like, can anyone tell me the quantum reason? Okay, no. I want like someone like to understand Peltier modules so deeply to tell me why the heat goes on one side and the cool side.
Okay, if you're a really smart physicist or electrician or someone who understands electricity, contact Gregory. He would love you.
And that might sound like gibberish, so watch our show and you'll find out what that means.
And the show is probably coming out in October, I think, right? End of October.
So exhausting. But fun. I mean,
no, it's been fun. Okay, yeah, honestly, and I've said this now a bunch of times to some friends and to Greg, like, I think this is the hardest I've ever worked in my life. Just because, why does it make you laugh every time I say that?
It's a vulnerable statement. It's cute. I'm probably just laughing because I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'm like,
it's a weird thing to respond to, but it's true.
I'm asking, is it not? I
did respond and say, the only thing that has been harder for me is when I taught for 2 years. So it's like, it's true. It's like, there's only two other years of my life that I can think of
that were similar.
When I was felt like more stressed and working harder than this, but that's
and
a rare
it's
thing.
Kind of conditional. I don't think it would be this way every, like, well, obviously we've worked on some, like, we've been in episodes of shows before, like, not for ourselves but for other things, and like, I think this is different because we are obviously on screen, we are writing for it, we are executive producing it. So I think it's just, we're so involved in so many aspects that, and it's been like, we put together very fast and like lots of things to try and figure out, and we want to be involved in everything, that I think we're a limiting factor. So
no,
that is part of the reason I think I feel so disoriented, because say everything was perfectly planned and written not by me and I could just show up and like be reading stuff. That would be a very different story.
But I think a lot of people in the position that you're in, when you talk to other people who are working on the show, are like, it is this stressful. It is this stressful to make a bunch of people try and make a show if you're in the position you're in, which is to pretty much like help create it.
Right.
And make sure things are running. Like, lots of people still on that set are probably not as stressed as you, and they just do what you and other people tell them to do. And that's probably a really nice feeling.
Oh, yeah. I don't think everyone is like this.
Yeah.
I don't think. And it's not even for me just the like 12 hours straight of filming. It's also the like we're constantly having meetings. And then at night we're like writing the scripts for tomorrow.
Figuring out, we're like finally
like watching so many YouTube videos about electricity.
We have to know what electricity is. They probably all assume we know what electricity is.
Well, because we're like the science people there, right? So a lot of people kind of like also... I think because we know a lot of the things, people really, come to it. Oh, yeah. Those people who are smarter than us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, people will instinctually come to us because it's like, you're the science guy. Let's talk through this and figure it out. And sometimes I'm like, I am not the person to talk about this because I actually don't get it.
Yeah. There's been a lot of late nights feeling like we were actually studying for exams.
Yeah.
Which I love. Just I'm so tired, to be honest.
We're almost done.
I don't even know if anyone's listening to us at this point. Like, this is crazy. Like, it is definitely...
Okay, well, what else can we catch up about? Like, what's going on with the pandemic? I mean, it's not bad here right now in Toronto and in Canada, but I know there's other parts of the world that are seeing massive increases right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I'm like, I don't know about the pandemic because I haven't been reading anything except for about like...
Yeah, that's fair. We've definitely been out of tune, but I keep up with some of it.
Where is it bad?
Well, like in the UK, the numbers are so high right now.
Oh, the UK. Yeah.
Even I think the US numbers are like going up. It's like 50,000 a day or something like that. I might be wrong, but everyone's just like, okay, it's happening. There's like people coming out.
Do you like talking like... I just realized, like, it was so interesting about the pandemic. It was so interesting that that's what you went to. I don't know why.
Oh, I was trying to think of, like, where... I'm curious where everyone's at with that now.
Mm, yeah.
It's just something that, obviously, for the last year and a half, even on this podcast, we've been talking about. Okay. So I was trying to think, like, what can we catch up about? We've been distracted.
Like, we're so distracted, and we're in Toronto, where our version of the pandemic right now... is we're in the dip of the wave that I'm not thinking about it because it's actually the numbers are so low. But I know that the world is so different. And some things that Nature Magazine have been saying recently is like how we're going to have to learn to live with COVID. And that's what it's about. It's about the acute surroundings of your life become your relationship to it because it's like the dance of that everyone's doing with different regulations that we in Canada are in our dip that like I haven't actually... worried about it for like at least two or 3 weeks, and it's really nice, but I know that it's going to come back based on at least the rest of the world, and that's what's going to have to keep happening.
Yeah, there was like some report that came out I think yesterday or the day before that said in Israel they have found that Pfizer is now only 39% effective against the Delta variant. That's kind of concerning. But then I watched some videos that were explaining like how the data is a little skewed right now. It's obviously concerning. Even people who are like, you know, like studying this and on TikTok and stuff, you know how there's like some really good like people who talk about vaccines were like, yeah, obviously this kind of sucks. It's not the 39 numbers being like touted everywhere. So it's kind of like a little bit of a headline grabber when you look more into the data. And obviously that's like about just cases, not about... Like, it still is the fact that people who are vaccinated are getting way less sick, way less likely to be in hospitals. And right now in, like, America and the UK, it's, like, 95 to 98% of people getting sick.
Yeah, I've started to think about, like, how I'm so happy to be double vaccinated, of course, and how I've sort of, because Toronto's opened up, like, for example, I went into a gym today, which is, like, actually a huge deal because we've been living... on this farm and shooting this show. We actually still have to finish it. We're only back for one day randomly for a thing. But because of that, I went into a gym and I had a moment where I was like, I know the numbers are so low, so I feel safe, but I also know that I'm vaccinated. And it's like, I just think I'm starting to be like, I have to be okay with the fact that I might get it and it might not be that bad because I'm vaccinated.
Right.
But that's only because I was like, I'm in a gym and I'm doing this legal thing and I will always be following what this like societal rules are. Yeah. But it's like, as we look to England, I don't know what it would like to be living there right now. Cause it's like, well, I'm obviously maybe actually being tested on that like concept, which is challenging, but I'm not breaking the rules. The rules are now saying I should do this. And I might just get it and not get a sick because I'm double vaxxed. And like, that's just a crazy thing that we might have to all start talking about. That's where I'm at with it. Just thinking like, okay, like I'm double vaxxed, like, and I'm allowed to be here. But like that person in theory could have it. And
yeah,
that's just the way it is. And I'm happy I'm double vaxxed.
I don't know. I feel happy to like be working on this thing obviously coming out of the pandemic and working with people for the first time, obviously, like, it's, people are still wearing masks, they're still distancing. Luckily, almost everything we film is outside, so it's been like great in that sense. But it's been like an interesting transition, because I know even listening to podcasts of, you know, American podcasts we listen to, it's like months ago that they had this transition of like going back to regular life. Whereas here it was like a week ago that restaurants could, for the first time, have people indoors and small gyms could open up again. So we're now just experiencing that sort of like re-entry into being around people and having like more people in your backyard, and like, if you're double vaxxed, allowed to have more friends inside, or like up to 10 or top 5. I don't know what the number is, but I've found that interesting. It's been nice. Like, how has it been for you in terms of like being around and working with other people?
It's just such a unique experience that we're in that I haven't been able to contextualize it in the pandemic. I haven't even thought about the pandemic, because
even though everyone's wearing a mask all the time.
Yeah, because I know the numbers are so low, and I know that I'm safe because of how low, it's like insanely low, that I'm not thinking about it, because there's so many other things.
I guess you're right. And we're like in such a rural area, it feels even like less likely for it to happen.
Yeah. But that's just where I'm at. Like, I honestly, genuinely haven't thought about it in a long time. And that's such a blessing, because sometimes I just think about, like, have moments like in our basement where I'm like, oh my God, like the despair of like New Year's.
I guess like
you're just like, holy crap. Like, all these moments so.
Oh, like, New Year's at home alone, being like, it was a pandemic New Year.
Yeah, just like there's like moments where now I'm like, wow, that feels so distant. I have to remember that. I have to remember that feeling, because I can't just like normalize this.
We didn't see our families for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, that feels so far off now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're about to go hang out with my family for like a week. It's gonna be great. And like, I have to like love that.
Yeah.
And then, not that I wouldn't, but it's like, enjoy those things.
Yeah. Because we might get back to that state even. Who knows?
But not even just because of that, just because we've already been in it too. You know what I mean? To like try and think about that and enjoy. But I've just been feeling great in that sense. I've just been so happy to be learning new things.
You're lucky. I mean, no, I do. No, I feel good about it. No, I do. I realize. Now I'm like,
oh my God, how do you feel?
No, I feel great about it as well.
I was like, have you been scared? Like, you are screaming all night.
I meant, you're lucky, because I still check the numbers every day. I go on Reddit, like the Ontario page, every day to see how it's going. And so like, I know the last 2 days, the numbers started going up again. But it could just be plateauing, and sometimes there's carryover numbers, those kind of things.
Oh my God, but that's just who we are. Like, this podcast knows, it's like anxiety versus.
I find it fascinating to keep up with, though.
Yeah.
But then
now you're probably feeling anxious, even though.
A little, yeah. But it is also allowing me to be like, okay, enjoy the moment now. It's still so low. And maybe it's going to trend up. So, like, understand that you might lose some of these, like, abilities in the not.
Oh, man. That's so intense. But, yeah, I guess you're right. That might happen. But also, yeah, okay. I feel like there is worry in that statement. You're like, okay, enjoy it now because it might get bad.
Yeah. Well, that's what all the science is saying right now. It's like, in the fall, it's going to be, especially in America, terrible.
Wait, terrible?
Yeah.
I guess I'm like, I don't know these things.
And this is just me. Yeah, I just read things where it's like, even now, I don't want to get into the politics of it. But yeah, it's just like going to be bad. But it's being called like the pandemic of the unvaccinated now. Like, people being like, so many cases, like, it is going to happen again. And then now all these doctors and nurses are like burnt out and having to treat people who've intentionally not taken the vaccine, which is obviously like a whole new, like, last year when it was happening, of course you would have a lot more sympathy as a doctor or a nurse or a respiratory therapist, because not anyone could get a vaccine. But now if someone's like, you know, you're having to choose one life over the other, and one, maybe, you know, someone chose not to get a vaccine. I don't know. It would just be very difficult. There's going to be a lot of burnout. I think it will be a totally different phase of the pandemic, and maybe it won't really phase people who are vaccinated, because maybe they'll just get lightly ill and have a cold. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But hopefully it stays that way, and hopefully there's no other variants that pop up.
Wow. Okay, well, was that a good catch up?
Well, is there anything else to catch up on?
The classic is like, to be like, and the variants.
Okay, what else? Like, Drag Race?
No, I mean, like, I honestly think that is good. Like, we just, like, we're going to be back to normal ASAP Science episodes soon. Like, I feel like, we can talk about Drag Race and stuff. But I feel like we're just in this really intense time. I can't wait to talk deeply, like, with actual functional side note episodes about everything that we're learning, because it's so cool. Like, we're really finally getting like a deep understanding about climate change and having to form some really cool opinions and learn like about electricity. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm just, yeah, I'm excited to like share everything and just like maybe like become farmers.
Would you ever?
Like maybe.
For you think you would be a farmer? You're ridiculous.
I'm not. I don't think so. But for the first time in my life, I have come back. Like every time we go camping or we go to a cottage, I come back to the city and I like, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. For the first time in my life, I've come back to the city and been like, this is kind of crazy.
Like seeing so many just like, people.
This is not healthy. Like I just have to, I don't know how to describe it. It's just the first time I've ever come in, looked in the light and been like, whoa. Whereas every time I come back, I'm like, yes, I'm back. Like right. Culture, like fun. Like cottages are like so boring. And like after a week or a week and a half, mm-hmm. I'm like, or like traveling, I'm like so happy to be back in Toronto. What a beautiful city. Cause I've been right. in another city that's like more flawed. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, just this is the first time living on a farm. Mm-hmm. It's a really unique, it's a really weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, cause usually people go and live in like Copenhagen and they probably learn a lot, but they probably miss Toronto. And I do miss, I haven't missed it, but I guess I've been so close to it. And I still come back to it sometimes.
Yeah. And
but do you have that at all when you come back in the city where you're like, how could you?
No, I haven't had that. I like the feeling of being like, this is
what is bad. It? Like there's too many people for this all to not like crumble in the future.
Oh my God.
Like there's like, it's not sustainable. Oh my God. Like that sounds so cliche, but it's like, I look around, I'm like, this isn't sustainable. Whereas when I'm there, that's so weird that I'm using that word because it's such the buzzword. But when I'm there, I'm like, if everything went wrong, like this is sustainable. Like,
well, in of the course, future, like, they're like farming their own food.
I know, but I'm like, what an amazing thing to know. Even just in the back of my head, where I'm like, I'm constantly worried about things getting worse and worse. Like, there's something yeah. about this skill.
But not everyone can be on a farm.
No, it's no. The question is more like, would I want to be like maybe in 20 years when I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe now.
Okay. I don't
know. So your answer is just no.
To like run my own farm?
Yeah.
In the my way answer that they is no.
You in think the way I that they're running that? This farm, doesn't
no.
it?
No. Like, oh. I mean, I think it's adorable. I think it's romantic and like in the sense that it's just, it is really cool. And this farm in particular we're on is also very interesting and not like a mass industrial farm. Yeah, it's like a local, yeah. cute, organic farm.
That's what
farm.
I'm picturing. You would just never do it.
I don't have that in me, no.
But
I,
remember that guy said he'd started for him at 30. The farmer said he started at 32.
Yeah, but that was him being handy.
Yeah, and then that means he obviously became a farmer after. If he only started getting handy,
I guess,
then.
No, that's true. I just have never really had that drive to do that. Like, there are other extreme things I feel like I could do. Like, I could go away and be alone and become a silent monk for years.
Shut the fuck up.
But I don't think I could run a
Wait,
farm.
Do you actually, so you would rather go not say a word for 2 years than be a farmer?
No, not say a word, okay. But I would love that element of, you know, that lifestyle of like yeah, retreating no, that and being
quote unquote
like
extreme non-city life.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just about the city. It's that like farm work looks really hard and I don't know if I have
You'd
it
like
in
to
me.
Go do no work I'm
yeah I'd love to sit around and just rest all day not
oh
that they're resting
God. Okay that is so funny okay well
we I'm just
talk,
lazy
we'll talk to you soon when we're hopefully gonna be less insanely busy and burnt out but we hope you enjoyed that and
yeah our August might be like we'll see how if we get some more episodes of the pod
yeah.
done if not we might take a little break but we'll see worst comes to worst in September we'll be back full power
yeah
so thanks for listening hope you guys have a nice summer wherever you are or winter if you're in the southern hemisphere and we'll hopefully you'll hear us soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.